What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of the Clifton Brantley Podcast. Today is May the 8th. It's Thursday, May the 8th. And so I'm going to share something with you. So every morning I get a notification at 7 o'clock about the verse of the day, right? It's in the Bible app. So the verse of the day, I get the verse of the day every day at 7. And the verse of the day today is Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. I read it and I was like, man, God knew what I needed today. Yeah. But after I read that, I wanted to come on and share it with you in hopes that it will encourage you the way that it encouraged me. Right. That's my attempt today. My attempt is to encourage you, to help you keep going, because one thing that's guaranteed on this planet, life is going to happen, and it's going to happen to you as long as you're alive. Right. So hopefully this encourages you. Now, I didn't grow up Baptist. Okay. But my former pastor, Dr. Michael P. Williams, he used to sing this old hymn that says, "Time is filled with swift transitions." How fitting that is for my life today, right? Particularly right now. Yeah, how fitting that is for my life. As I look towards my birthday, which is less than 40 days away, I reflect back over the last 8 years of my life, and I can see that this year is a year of new beginnings for me. Yeah, I'll be 53 this year. This year is a year of new beginnings for me. The work that God began in me 8 years ago has shaped me in ways I had no idea I needed to be shaped. I wish I had just one witness, right? The last 8 years has shaped me in ways I had no idea I needed to, like, I didn't know I needed to grow in that area. And I've said before, your revelations and not only your revelations, but also your greatest praise, right? Your revelations happen when you use hindsight, and your greatest praise moments are going to happen when you use hindsight, right? You can't determine if something that's happening to you, you can't determine if it's good or bad until hindsight. When you think about the story of Joseph, being hated by his brothers and them wanting to kill him, I'm sure seemed like a bad thing for his life in the moment. But in hindsight, right, when you get to the end of Joseph's story, he was able to say, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. Now, he could only say that because he had a God perspective. What's a God perspective? That means that he was able to look at his life through the lens of God working on him, so then that God can work through him. And while I was doing life these last 8 years, I thought it was bad. Like, I'm like, what in the, is life playing a joke on me? Right? It was bad. And no one would have been able to show me a video of the next 8 years, like 8 years, if it was 8 years ago, no one would have been able to show me a video of the next 8 years and then say, hey, this will end up to be one of the best things to happen for you, and I believe them. But ain't no way. I would not have believed that. But here I am 8 years later. Here I am 8 years later, and I can confidently say what the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good. Mm-hmm. Although, now let me just be clear, I have not been through nearly as much pain as Joseph probably went through, right? One of my biggest fears, if not the biggest fear, is going to prison, right? This brother went to prison for something he didn't even do. I haven't been through that kind of difficulty, right? But these last 8 years have been far more, let me say it this way. These last 8 years have been the most painful in my entire life that I can remember. Like, you know, maybe I don't remember some childhood stuff, but to my recollection, The last 8 years have been the most painful in my life. It has felt like a Damascus Road experience for like the last 3 years, at least once a year. At least once a year, it feels like I'm having my whole world change. Like God makes the scales fall from my eyes and I see life and the world completely different. Here's what's interesting. What's interesting is that in my last episode, I was talking about regret. And I was talking about how I had never, I hadn't arrived to the place where I can say I don't have any regrets, right? I still have regrets about, you know, some of the things, some of the ways that I parented, regrets about some of the choices I made as an adult, right? I said that in the episode, like, I don't have those kind of situations where, you know, folks say, man, you know, I wouldn't change the past because it made me who I am today. In my previous episode, I was like, that's not my reality. Well, as life and God would have it. Although I still can't say, you know, I don't have any regrets at all. I can say, as painful as these last 8 years have been, I absolutely would not change anything about it because of what God has done in me. And I know that he's done that because of what he wants to do through me. Yeah. I would not have signed up for this on my own. Not even at all. Right? But I also wouldn't trade who I've become for what I've been through. Right? I would not trade my past pain for this present growth. No, sir. Not even at all. No. I would not do that. And honestly, while I was going through the 8 years, I would question God. I would question him, asking, like, you know, why'd you allow me to make these choices? Why'd you allow this to be my life? And the truth is, if God had told me 8 years ago, like if God had said, okay, son, sit down, I'm gonna tell you something. So I'm about to take you through some really painful stuff, okay? But when you come out of it on the other side, you'll be better than ever. I'd have been like, wait, so I'm going to be better than ever? Okay. Well, let me think about that. Can you show me a little bit about what it's going? Can you show me a little what it'll be like, at least? And then when he showed me some of the stuff that I would have to go through, I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Now, I'll take the zero. I just give me a zero on my paper. I'm not doing that. Right? That's why God doesn't warn us before character building seasons. You just walk right in it. And then you're in it and you're cursing God. Lord, why you let this happen to me? But then when you come out of it, hindsight tells you, oh, now I see. Right? When they say hindsight is 20/20, whoever came up with that, they wasn't lying. Right? You can see clear. I can see clearly now. I got hindsight. It didn't fit, but anyway, it's so. A few weeks ago, I told a friend of mine a few weeks ago that I was in the wilderness. I'm like, man, I'm in the wilderness. But it wasn't, you know, I was texting him. It wasn't a sad text. You know, I'm like, I'm in the wilderness, but I feel blessed, right? Let me tell you this. The wilderness, when you read scripture, the wilderness has never been God's final destination for the believer, okay? The wilderness represents the place where we are conformed to the image of Christ. That's a simplified explanation of the wilderness, right? The wilderness is a place where there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of questioning God, and you don't really know where you're going sometimes. Okay? So being in the wilderness, like I told my friend a few weeks ago, being in the wilderness, when I got today's verse of the day, it spoke directly to me, right? Because it's a wilderness type text. Let me read it for you. All right, I'm gonna read to you. I want to read Isaiah. This is Isaiah 43. The verse of the day is 18 and 19, but I'm actually starting verse 15. Okay, here's what it says: I am the Lord your Holy One. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like smoldering candle wick. Right? What's interesting is that when I read this in verse 15 through 17, God is reminding Israel of what he's done. God says, I've been amazing, if I do say so myself. Right? He's reminding them of how he's delivered them in the past. That's important, right? He's making them see how blessed their trouble was by telling them to look back. In other words, telling them, hey, use your hindsight so you can see me. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. But then it says, thank him for all he has done. Past tense. In other words, use your hindsight to see how good God has been. That's when you can have the peace that surpasses all understanding. Why? Because when you magnify God in your mind, you minimize your problems. So God said through Isaiah, he's telling Israel, hey, remember what I've done. But then when you get to verse 18, he says, but now forget all that. Wait, what? You want me to forget all the amazing things you've done in the past? But why? Because he says, I'm about to do a new thing. All right? Let me finish reading it for you. He says, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Right? So God says, remember this. Then he says, now forget it. Why forget it? Because I'm about to do a new thing. Right? In other words, he's saying, don't forget what the Lord has done. But do forget how he did it. Why? Because you'll get stuck looking for God to move in the present how he moved in the past. One time Jesus touched a man's eyes. He was blind. Jesus touched the man's eyes so he could see. And poof, pow, he could see. But another time, he spit on the ground and made some mud and put it on the man's eyes. And then he could see. Another time, he healed a man and he asked the man, what do you see? And the man said, I see men, but they look like trees. And he touched them again. So this man, he touched twice. Right? One time, Jesus healed a girl who was dead for about 4 days. He raised her from the dead. Another time, he waited till his friend was dead for 4 days. My point is, don't lock God into a box because he literally is limitless on how he can change a situation. So he says, remember what I've done. Now forget it. Why? Because I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I see it. That's why this scripture stood out to me. Because as I was reading it, I was like, Lord, I see it. Like, I'm in the wilderness, but I absolutely see that you're already moving. That's why y'all getting this episode, because I can see God moving. What I mean by that, because if I could not see, I'd probably be in the bed or under my bed in the dark crying because I'm in the sunken place. But I see it. Then he said, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I'll make a pathway through the wilderness. Listen, if you're going through something, what I want to tell you is keep going, right? He says, I'm going to take you through the wilderness and I will create rivers in a dry wasteland. So here's what God is saying. Remember what I've done. I've delivered you before, right? I delivered you like I said I would. But now forget how I did it, because I'm not going to deliver you that way. I'm going to do a new thing. And part of the new thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to start showing it to you while you're in the wilderness. Before you even get to the promised land, I'm going to start showing you what the promised land going to be like. Because he said, I'm going to give you rivers through the dry wasteland. Rivers is a life source. You may not be able to see clearly while you're in it, but if you trust God, govern your life accordingly. And if you do that, you can rest assured that no matter what is happening to you, it is going to work out for your good if you love God. That's what Romans says. All things work together for the good of those who love him. Right? So no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it is, no matter how difficult it feels, no matter how insurmountable your problems seem, there is a God who was raised from the dead with all power in his hand, and he sits on the right hand of the Father. And I'm telling you, he's never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle. Right? Never. And so the one that you're going through, it doesn't matter how. Just a few weeks ago, I faced probably one of the, it was a very, very dark time. And I didn't know how I was going to come out of it. I think I talked about it on here. God brought me through it. I must say miraculously, because I didn't see a way out of that valley. On Monday, I did not see a way. By Friday, I was out. And how he did it, it's like one of these kind of situations. He didn't do it in a way that he's ever done it in my life before. Remember what God has done, but forget how he did it, because God wants to do a new thing. He wants your faith to be malleable. He wants your faith to be flexible, so that when he starts doing a new thing a different way, you can still recognize his hand. Because here's the thing, I could not recognize God's hand in my pain while I was going through it. But in hindsight, I'm telling you, God is God. I hope this blessed you. I hope it encourages you. And I hope it helps you keep going just a little longer, right? If you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. Because there is a deliverer. There's a balm in Gilead, right? There is a deliverer. And if you trust him, and if you call on him, and you trust him, if you put your faith in him, he will answer. Y'all take care.